Good phrases. Face financial challenges.
Pursue higher education. BBC. More UK students have to rely on student loans to pursue higher education than 5 years ago.
Tuition fees and living costs.
Reduce their financial burdens. Governments need to cut taxes to help these companies to reduce their financial burdens and make them more competitive.
Need-based aid. Merit-based aid.
Concentrate on their studies. Study. Studies.
Applicants.
Teaching staff. Staff.
Economic gap.
Achieve their academic potential.
Take this into consideration.
Admission process.
Orientation program.
Introduce special policies. Students in rural areas often find it hard to access university education. Some people think that universities should make higher education more accessible to them. To what extent do you agree or disagree?
Many students in rural areas find it difficult to access higher education. I agree with the view that universities should make higher education more accessible to these students. Students in rural areas are more likely to face financial challenges when they pursue higher education than students in urban areas. The average income of rural families is significantly lower than the average income of urban families. This means that many rural parents are not able to provide their children with enough money to cover university tuition fees and living costs. Therefore, universities should offer more need-based aid to students from rural areas to reduce their financial burdens and help them to concentrate on their studies. This can encourage more rural students to pursue higher education. It is true that universities need to select students according to academic potential. For example, their admission decisions are often based on applicants' exam grades. However, primary and secondary schools in rural areas are at a disadvantage in terms of funding for teaching staff and equipment due to the economic gap between urban areas and rural areas. As a result, many students in rural areas do not have opportunities to achieve their academic potential. Universities should take this into consideration in the admission process to ensure that a fair number of rural students can be admitted. Universities should also provide them with orientation programs and help them to become familiar with the teaching technology and teaching methods that urban students have already been familiar with. In conclusion, I believe that universities should introduce special financial and academic policies to ensure that more rural students can have opportunities to achieve their academic potential through higher education.